T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got one more thing to add to that news report. Those documents that they were talking about in the news report you played, which is, you know, our news service, they're emails between Echo Health Alliance and U.S. government funders.
Oh, the Wuhan lab story. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Echo Health Alliance was the primary funding conduit that Fauci used to fund the Wuhan lab. So, I mean, we got it. We got it dead to rights this morning. And nobody asked Fauci about this because it's a real story.
No, of course not. Yeah.
So here's what's interesting about this. And the UK Daily Mail does a great job of reporting this morning, putting it together. Okay, here's the headline. Leaked U.S. This is huge, by the way. We pretty much have nailed this whole thing down at this point. Came out of the Wuhan lab, but also came from bats, too. So you know how they've said that for a while?
Right.
Now it turns out both are true. You know, and that's the way they put it, that they've framed it as a debate. Well, did it come from nature? Did it come from the lab? And they're saying it appears now from these documents that we finally have COVID-19 came from both. Both are correct, but without the human intervention, it would not have gotten out via the Wuhan lab. So here's what happened. Headline from the UK Daily Mail. Leaked U.S. government documents show Wuhan scientists were studying viral strain found in bats, which is near identical to COVID-19 in the latest lab leak evidence. So they were doing this at Wuhan. Now, here's a problem. Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is 1,000 miles from Laos, where the bat was. And that's because they bought it from the bat to the lab. So when they said, might be the wet market. Well, it wasn't a wet market, but it appears it could have been a bat. Or was a bat. It's what they were doing. That's where they're saying that SARS-CoV-2's origins could lie in Laos, according to these emails from Echo Health Alliance, which, again, was Fauci's funding conduit. Okay. So here's where it gets really information. They're calling them leaked documents, but they were actually released under a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right. That's not a leak. That is
a legal
process.
Why they call them leaked, but that's just the word they're using, I guess. Anyway, the striking similarity, they write, between the two coronaviruses led scientists to speculate that the Lao bat strain could have somehow given rise to SARS-CoV-2. But there was one glaring problem. How could a virus originating in bats living in Laos spark an outbreak in Wuhan over 1,000 miles away? Okay, this is the significance of those documents. Quote, that puzzle might now have been solved as leaked emails between Echo Health Alliance and U.S. government funders, i.e. Fauci, reveal viral samples from Lao bats were being collected and sent for study in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Okay, U.S. funders, that also includes the Pentagon, just so we're clear, $39 million, okay? And I don't know why that gets left out.
Yeah.
It's actually, to me, a much bigger deal than Fauci funding them.
Why is nobody else asking that question?
I don't know.
I mean, I was asking that question months ago. Why would the U.S. the government, through the Pentagon, be funding viral research in China? China is an enemy of this country.
I know.
We trade with them, but they are a diplomatic and military and economic enemy or opponent, at the very least, of this country, just like Russia. Why would the Defense Department be sending any money to fund anything going on that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party?
Again, especially since 2004 high-ranking Communist Party members, and we've covered this extensively on Battleground Podcast, have made speeches, written papers, written books, saying our next battleground is going to be bioterror. This is how we're going to leapfrog our economy ahead of the U.S. I mean, they couldn't spell it out any clearer. They even said they were going to do it with coronaviruses. The Pentagon's like, oh, I know, we'll fund it. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, again, to me, Fauci is just the coordinator here. It's the Pentagon I want answers from. And, you know, so you'll see they'll drag Pat Fauci out like, you know, like the GIMP.
Yeah.
They'll drag him out, right? They'll have a hearing in Congress. You better tell me about the gate of fucking. Well, those are legit questions and they're kind of horrifying. But have you ever seen a single person from the Pentagon ever hauled before Congress? Say, why'd you give $39 million via Echo Health Alliance to the Wuhan lab? What were y'all doing there? Never has that happened. Why? Why don't we ask him?
I don't think somebody wants to know.
Maybe it could be because Fauci keeps voluntarily appearing before Congress, yeah. So that's the only person connected to this that the Republicans can quiz. I don't know, but that needs to happen pronto, because if that's what the Pentagon was doing then, what are they doing now?
Sure.
And with who?
And once again, this is not an indictment of the U.S. military. It is the leadership that I am very concerned about.
Yeah, obviously the rank and file wouldn't have had any say over this. And again, the source on that is Vanity Fair. So,
yeah,
you know, eat your heart out.
Yeah, that is a left-wing publication.
Yes.
Period.
I know. And then it breaks. It's stunning. I mean, and, you know, I go out of my way almost daily to mention it because I'm not going to give up on it. This is a very scary thing. We need answers to it. And I'm sick and tired of just talking about Fauci. When was the Pentagon too? Okay, so here's how it happened. As well as working in Laos, Echo Health Alliance was investigating bat cave viruses in Yunnan, China, and sending samples off to scientists in Wuhan for further study. The virus RATG13, also strikingly similar genetically to SARS-CoV-2, which is COVID, was found in a horseshoe bat in a mine shaft there. Records of the genetic sequences collected from both Yunnan and Laos were removed from an online database at Wuhan Institute in September 2019. How convenient. Leaving experts in the dark about the strains that had been studied there. Again, all we need Biden to do, not be mean, not accuse the Chinese of anything. Just ask them for the samples. That would be it. That's the nail in the coffin. We'll know. Just ask. I mean, here he is, wanting complaining every day. All these people have died. But he can't. I mean, 4 hours with Chairman Xi. And he can't ask. Now, I mean, are the Chinese going to say no? Probably.
Make them say no.
But make them say no. Nope, can't even bring it up. So your leaders are unwilling, unable, or both to even ask the slightest question about who did this to you and how it happened. They are utterly unwilling to protect you. And when asked, because we've got them both on record, both Biden and our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, remember that the audio from CNN, I'd play it, but it's like 2 minutes.
No.
Shocked Dana Bash is like, so are y'all going to ever, like, you know, ask the Chinese for these sequences? You're going to ask for their cooperation? And he says no, and she's stunned. He, you know, in not so many words, he says no. It sounds like blah, 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 blah. So she comes back, and she's okay, well, like, what are you going to do? And Blinken flat out says, we're going to prepare for the next pandemic.
Yeah.
And that sent a chill down my spine. You expect another one? Dude. And Biden said almost the same thing. So clearly, this is the plan. It's just, we're just not going to ask any questions. We're not going to ask for any kind of cooperation. I guess you can only assume they don't want it.
So let's be hypothetical. Will there be another pandemic that hits around, oh, I don't know, maybe December 2023 or maybe in January of 2024? And so we have another pandemic. So we have got to lock down the country, lock down the economy. We've got to restrict voting to mail-in ballots only.
We're vaccinated only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can see that.
Yeah.
Totally could
just
see that.
All this is hypothetical now.
Right,
all
right. Because that would never happen.
No.
Here's the thing, Lee. I bet you that the left was shocked by how fast we gave up for our freedoms for a virus with a less than 1% death rate. I mean, I don't think they even saw it. I didn't see it coming.
Well.
And so, I mean, I just say this, they'd be crazy not to do it again. I mean, honestly, all of them, including the Chinese, would be crazy not to do it. I mean, the Democrats clearly protect the interests of the Chinese when they're not directly in partnership with them financially at the Wuhan lab. So, I mean, if I was a Chinese, I'd do it again. What's the downside?
I agree with you on that point. I think they were shocked to see how easy it was to get folks to give it up. But I think they were also shocked by how many turned on them so far, as far as the lockdowns and the mandatory vaccination. Because nobody's fighting vaccines. That's not a fight anybody's making. They're fighting the mandatory federal government regulation.
Right.
That's all they are fighting. There's nobody out there, well, almost nobody out there that is worth listening to that is arguing against a vaccine for a known disease. That's not happening. That's what the left wants you to believe, that all these Republicans are anti-vaxxers. No, that's not what's going on. Well, they're simply talking about the constitutional right of people to make the decisions for themselves as far as their medical situation is concerned, and these are anti-vax. But once again, though, I think that they've been surprised by how quickly the population worldwide has turned on government intervention.
Yeah, there was hundreds of thousands in the streets again this past weekend. But here's the thing, and this made no news, and it was shocking. Tens of thousands all around the world march, including thousands, I mean, huge crowds in New York. And here's the crazy thing. We've never seen anything like this. Do you realize patriot groups, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, unions, people carrying Don't Tread on Me flags all marched this weekend together? And they coordinated the vaccine mandate protest together.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is why this was absolutely wiped from the news. I mean, their biggest horror is that the people they have divided so cleverly with their fake news will come together and oppose them on something. And that happened this weekend. The pictures are unbelievable. They're young people. It is incredibly diverse crowd. And it's everything, again, from Black Lives Matter to Don't Tread on Me flags. I mean, we'll talk about terror. That'd terrify them. United and marching. So once again, y'all, the left has put us to shame in New York. They're in the streets marching against this with the right, too. So that's why you didn't hear about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, CBS Face the Nation has finally corrected their claim, which, by the way, they were still spewing after the Rittenhouse trial, which they clearly didn't watch. CBS Face the Nation finally corrected the claim that Rittenhouse crossed state lines while armed. They called it an oversight in language. Yes, it was an oversight in facts, too. Unbelievable they were still claiming this after the trial, where the details of how the gun got where it got and how it got there and who used it and why he used it and when he used it all were laid out for them. But I guess they weren't watching the trial. They were too busy writing propaganda about the trial. Wow. Okay. Meanwhile, new poll out. Americans are not fooled, which is amazing given how much they are lied to. New poll out, 84% of Americans see more inflation on the way. 48% expect much higher prices are coming. Good. We've got that. That means people are preparing, which is good. Meanwhile, if you want to know the truth, I can't do this enough times today. You need to go on my Facebook page and read this from the Asia Times, because they're telling you the truth. And look, we've heard the truth in the last couple of weeks. First, Putin tried to warn you. Washington is bankrupting America. He's destroying the dollar. I mean, when Putin's the only one who will really tell you the truth, and he's a guy who's been accused of poisoning journalists, we're not in a good place in the world. Our leaders won't do it. Not the full Monty. Well, now you got to go to the Asia Times. I like to drop by there quite a bit. Headline, U.S. inflation more horrible than Washington admits. Subhead on the article, shelter inflation is running at 10 to 15% a year, not the reported 3.4%. And that's a third of household budget. So what does that mean? Shelter inflation, that's what it costs to rent somewhere or if you're going to buy a new house. Here's how the article starts. This is what it would sound like if, like, people told you the truth. The U.S. consumer inflation report for October was horrible, showing a 12% annualized rate of price change. But it's even worse than it looks, they write. The shelter component of the index lags the more reliable private gauges of rent inflation. That means the worst is to come. So what they do is they look at CoreLogic, Zillow, and Apartmentalist, which are private prognosticators, who are saying, yeah, housing costs are up 9 to 16%. And then they puzzle over how the federal government lies to you. But the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports a year-on-year rise in rents of just 3.4%. Yeah, they're lying because it's a Democrat in office. If it was Trump, they'd be telling us the truth. But they're lying because it's, you know, unexpected. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the private indices and government measure of rent inflation moved in lockstep. But now it's not. No, you know why? Biden's in office. Has to be decoupled. It's all lies now. So what do they say? What is the real truth? What is the truth? They won't tell you. Well, here's Asia Times. They're telling you. AsiaTimes.com. Led by used vehicle prices, durable goods prices rose 12% over the 12 months through October. That is just a bloodbath. I mean, that's on the edge of hyperinflation right there. What's causing it? Oh, you will not hear this in America. It's COVID. No. The combination of a $6 trillion giveaway to U.S. consumers by the government, they say. We printed most of that. That's the problem. It's not real money. And enhanced jobless benefits that kept 2 million Americans out of the workforce left too much money chasing too few goods. Cha-ching! Exactly what your humble host has told you. They don't say COVID in there anywhere. Because COVID's not causing this. The spending is. And the printing, real, it's just printing. We wouldn't have this inflation if we spent real money. Now, you want to know the truth? You want to know the absolute truth that your government will not tell you if a Democrat's in office. By the way, they'd be telling you the truth every day if Trump was in office, and they'd be exaggerating it even beyond what it is. But here's the truth. The annualized 12% inflation number, to be sure, will ease a bit. But that's not really going to help, they say. Because rent inflation ensures that the pipeline of price increases will persist for the next couple of years. Well, how bad are we talking? Well, forget the 12%. Let's suppose it comes down, right? The annualized inflation number comes down. As they're predicting it, well, yeah, it'll come down. It's no big deal. Well, it's still a big deal. Why? Here's the money line. 5% inflation over 10 years will reduce the purchasing power of the dollar by 80%. 5% inflation over 12 over 10 years will reduce the purchasing power of money by 80%. What are we at now? 12% inflation? And just 5% inflation over 10 years will reduce the purchasing power of the dollar. Okay, cool. They then spell out the obvious for Americans. That's unsustainable. No joke. Either the Federal Reserve will raise rates and strangle demand, or consumers will balk at price increases and stop buying. They then tell you this truth. Incomes have fallen by 2% over the past year, according to the government's official measure. Yes, they have. Even though in dollars they've gone up, inflation is so far outpacing earnings that you're losing ground. Which leads to the, you know what they got? You know what the left's got for you on this? You want to know what they got? Here's how you can save money on Thanksgiving if you can't afford it. Don't buy the turkey. NBC News, y'all.
And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table. Maybe you do an Italian feast instead. And I will say this. If you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs, too.
See? Skip the turkey if you can't afford it. Hey, but no mean tweets. And no jobs either if you don't get the job. It's great.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, you have to understand, after watching the Christmas Massacre in Wisconsin, done by a Black Lives Matter self-described, not my words, his, black supremacist, who posted regularly on social media about hurting white people. I'm sure that had absolutely nothing to do with what happened, though. I mean, why would it, right? Anyway, after that, we learn he ran over another person with a car and got out on a $1,000 bond, which for the Democrats is a major victory. I mean, that is what they want to see, their bond policies. But I've been warning you for a while, it's so much worse than that. The first time I clued into this was when I was on an 85 here in Greenville, and I saw a billboard, and it was during the Democrat presidential primary, which was quite hot here in South Carolina. So they were all trying to out-jockey each other, by pledging to do the most horrific things to America possible, right? And the billboard said, these are the people who've proudly signed the pledge to release half of the federal inmates. Half the federal inmates? And Joe Biden's picture was up there, Pete Buttigieg. So I looked this up. The ACLU had a pledge. You had a pledge, just let them go, no matter who they are, what they did, who they killed. They just let them out. Half of them, boom, out the door. Okay, you got to understand something, because I covered the federal court system for a long time as a reporter. The federal court system is not like the state court system. There aren't people in there for a dime bag of pot, okay? That's not who's there. There might be some of them in the state system, but there's none of them in the federal system. Federal system, these are big, organized criminals, the kind who move large amounts of drugs into cities, the kind that prostitute underage girls, the kind that have their rival drug dealers killed. Those people, that's it, and sex offenders. And people like that's who's in federal prison, okay? So, but, you know, back then, during the Democrat primary, so this is 2020, okay? They were pledging to let half of them out. Like, these are the worst criminals in the country. Half of them out. But that is not good enough. No, no. The squad wants to boldly take it even further. Why stop at half? Why not guarantee a Christmas massacre every day in November and December? Why not let them all out? Why stop at half? And so Rashida Tlaib, a member of the Democrat squad, along with the crazy ex-girlfriend AOC, pledged to do just that. In fact, she pushed a bill to let them all out, like all, like 100%, even in comical math, 100% is still 100%. Let them all out. What you are about to hear is not Saturday Night Live, although I wouldn't blame you for thinking it is. It is an interview with Axios, a liberal publication, in which even the Axios reporter can't quite stomach this. He says, you realize you sponsored a bill to let them all out, right? Like all of them. This clearly, if you listen to the thread of the interview, is news to Rashida Tlaib. She didn't read the bill. Or she doesn't want to admit it. It's one of the two. Anyway, this is what happens when a Democrat is asked an actual question about the policies they favor, i.e., let every federal criminal out, all of them.
In 2020, you endorsed the BREATHE Act, which is a series of proposals to transform America's criminal justice system and create, quote, a roadmap for prison abolition. The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody.
That's not what the act says.
But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you says release everyone
but
in 10
years. But think about it, who are releasing?
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. So, but you're saying, do you mean that you don't actually support that?
Because
you endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at federal, the policies and how we incarcerate, absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants, that's not what I'm saying.
But that's like in plain text.
But what I'm saying is look at who's in prison now. No, look at the folks that are mentally ill, that have substance abuse problems.
But I'm not disagreeing with you that there are people who shouldn't be in prison.
Yeah, but then why aren't you asking me about them? You're asking me about the human traffickers and others that should
still be able to be held accountable. What I'm trying to understand is your proposal is so sweeping. It does release everyone. And what I'm trying to say to you
within 10 years, and obviously there's a process of looking at how can we get away from mass incarceration and move towards care first.
But what I'm trying to understand, because it is such a sweeping concrete proposal, do you believe that there are still categories of people who should be behind bars?
There are absolutely.
Dear God. Fuck, this is Axios. They're liberal asking these questions. The madness continues.
And it's not just me saying it.
By the way, just so we're clear, this is a Democrat member of the squad who's wants to release all federal prisoners because she does.
And it's not just me saying it. It is experts and others out there saying this is actually, not keeping us safe because folks are getting released and they didn't get the care they needed.
But in your vision, there is still whatever proportion they are, a small proportion, who do need to be behind bars.
Yeah, again, I would have to look at every case individually and figure that all out. I can't just say that. I mean,
but you do believe that prisons still exist.
But I want the American people to know. Oh, they need to know this. Everyone in jail is not the same. Because we always pick the worst of the worst cases.
We pick up the worst of the worst cases
and we just blanketly...
I agree.
Please, I mean, I think that's really dangerous because...
And not dangerous is just let them all out. All of them. All of them. Folks. For those of you who accuse me of exaggerating for ratings, there's like three of you. They're just the ones who haven't been here more than 6 months to see that everything I tell you is coming comes true. That is Exhibit A. They are stark raving, Bark at the Moon, Pink Floyd level, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Insane! I jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at Texlin. Texter writes, Tara, good morning. I need you to talk about something timely, namely how to roast the perfect turkey. Yes. Okay, so many of you who've been... members of the Word Fam for many years here have followed my annual struggle to cook the perfect turkey and my stress when I failed miserably to nail the thing. I still can't do it in an oven. So hats off to those of you who can. I can't do it. But I did finally figure it out. And this was about 6 years in. I'd nail everything else, mind you. I mean, I'd get to saw. I'm a good cook. I'd nail everything, but I could not get the turkey. And I just one of those people didn't really like turkey because I couldn't get the turkey. And that turkey last year, 2 years ago, was so good. And so every year, so people who are like me, who are just struggle with a turkey, they you know, message me this time of year. So I'm getting a lot of that on text line. I went ahead and posted it on Facebook for you. And it's one simple 2 minute video. This is what I do, okay? Oster Roaster. O-S-T-E-R, Oster Roaster. You get it at Kohl's right now for about $55. It's perfect for cooking a turkey. You gotta have the temperature, though. You gotta have the temp thing. And I use one that's got a wire so I can, you know, run it out the side of the Oster. Sounds complicated, but it's very easy. And I pull that thing out at 160. Do not let it go over 160. And you gotta put the temp thing in the right place or you will totally screw it up. But it's very easy. So I put the YouTube video up. It's on my Facebook page, my fan page, not my personal page. I'll put it up on the personal page, too, for you guys. Just so many people are asking me this. So, and here's what I did. Over the years, I have tried what you guys suggested for me to cook a good turkey. I've tried so many things. They didn't work. Somebody told me, get the Oster Roaster, do it, get the temp, and sent me this video. And I did all of that 1 year, and I literally couldn't wait. I texted Lee the picture of my plucked clean turkey because the family just devoured it and looked at me with those empty eyes for more, and I knew I had nailed it finally after years. So that's how I do it. And again, I figured this out with help from you guys. And a lot of you were mentioning the Oster Roaster, so that's what I did. But even with the Oster Roaster, you screw it up if you don't have the proper temp thing. And it's got to be not one of those pop-up things that forget that. You need one that's going to tell you when it's 160 and you need to put it in the right place. And this video will show you how to do it. So you cannot possibly mess this up if you do it that way. Because believe me, nobody has messed up more turkeys than I have. So I went ahead and posted that on Facebook. That's how I do it. I'm trying to build up the courage to try some of your other suggestions. I mean, I did what y'all said. I tried bags. I tried upside down, right side up, different temperatures, cook it long, cook it high, time short, and none of it worked. Okay, well, it's text rates. You've got to try deep frying your turkey. It's amazing. I know. I'm afraid, though. I'm afraid, you know, I mean, because 5 years of screwing up turkeys. You know how many years it take me to get it right in a fryer? And that's if I don't end up in the ER, because I'm a klutz. But look, if you're looking for a way to do it and you're starting to have that stress because you know you're going to botch it again or it's going to be that dry turkey, I have never had a turkey like the kind I've cooked in that Oster with the temperature. Do not send me. I got a complaint on the text. If somebody bought an Oster and they had a dry turkey. I said, you got to do the temp. You got to take the temp. And you know what the key is? You get it to 160, take it out. Some say 165. I don't know. I go 160. Some say 165. Do what you want. Take it out, okay, and don't touch it. It's counterintuitive. Take it out. Do not touch that thing for 30 to 40 minutes. Just let it sit. And you will see it will go nicely right up to 180. And it'll finish cooking itself right there on the counter. Or the stovetop or wherever you put it. It's really cool. I'll cover it with, you know, aluminum loosely or whatever. If you cook it to 180 in the oven, you are done. That is going to be just a nasty dry turkey that everyone has to pretend to like. So don't do that. And if you want the YouTube video, somebody sent me this. It's been like 2 years ago now, and it's what I use. Somebody, one of you sent it to me on the tax line. And man, it straightened me out finally. So I saved it. It's my go-to guide. It's 2 minutes. And I put it up there for all you stressed out turkey cookers. I don't know. Should I try the frying thing? I'm just going to make a mess. I can't get it any other way. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.